When it comes to retirement, there are many misconceptions that can be incredibly detrimental to folks in the future and also difficult to recover from. On today's show, we're going to clear up the confusion and help you avoid making those missteps on your way to and through retirement, along with tips to help you save more. Coming right up right now.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Misconceptions, actually, no surprise that many of us would have that as we get close to retirement, because it's just a lot to retirement of today. Marty's going to help clear a lot of these up, opening up Financial Safari for this week. Marty Neville is president of Smart Money Solutions. His Amazon best-selling book is Retirement Smart America. And you get a copy of that when you enter the office and meet with Marty, right? Everybody gets a copy of that book.
Yes, right? Sir. Absolutely. Yeah. I've got lots of souvenir copies.
It's a great take-home guide, yes. Companion guide.
Yes. And some people like me to even autograph it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Marty, autograph.
I'm not famous. I'm infamous.
Yeah.
Just like Al Capone, right. Famous and infamous.
You are famous for knowing retirement because you've done it for years and more. I bet you've seen and heard a lot of, again, understandable misconceptions when people first come to you.
Yes, absolutely. There's, you know, a lot of people don't understand things. You know, they're not in the financial world, and it's understandable that they wouldn't. They need guidance. They need help. They need somebody to, you know, help them through all of the various interesting things that come up. Life happens. We all know that. So you want to make sure you're prepared for any contingency that happens. And that's my job, is to help you make sure that you're prepared for whatever comes your way.
And you're not going to hear the budget word out of Marty's mouth. He prefers spending plan. It's a friendlier term, but it is necessary. And so that's our first misconception: how much you'll spend and how fast you'll spend your money in retirement.
Well, how many times have we talked about it, Dave? You know, if every day's a weekend and every day's a vacation day,
yeah,
that's when you spend the most amount of money. When you're on vacation, when it's on the weekends, you go out and you spend and you run errands and do everything. So yeah, if every day is a weekend and every day is a vacation, mm-hmm. you have to be careful. You have to really follow a plan, a budget. A spending plan to make sure that you are within reason of what you want to anticipate. So that's where the plan that I put together comes in so crucially, is it's going to tell you how much you can anticipate, how much you can expect. And, you know what your bills are. We talk about your expenses, but you already know what your expenses, your utilities and taxes and property taxes and insurances and whatnot. And people like to eat, too. So
right.
Having, the ability to go out and enjoy life, that's, travel, do whatever you want to do. So putting together the plan is crucial. But yes, and most people forget that, once you retire, you're on vacation for life, for the rest of your life. And you have to pull in those reins a little bit and make sure that you don't put yourself in a bad position.
Yeah. And find that balance, because especially when someone first enters retirement, they're going to want to have fun. They deserve to. You just help them find that balance so they don't underspend as well.
Right. Yeah. So some people, they don't want to pull the money because they've been preserving it for all these years and saving, and they don't want to take it out. So I have to sometimes, be insistent, hey, you guys, time, it's your turn now. It's time to enjoy life.
Yeah.
Time to go out and do things and whatever you want, And in most cases, I would say, a vast majority, maybe 97% of the people I meet with, they're not going to run out of money. Their situation is fluid, and they're in good condition, and but I want to make sure you don't run out of money. Yeah, if you start buying airplanes and yachts and Lamborghinis, there's a chance, right. you may have a little bit of an issue, but most people at that point in their life, when you're in your 60s and 70s, you've been there, done that. You've already bought the fancy cars and did your expensive, crazy stuff that you did. Now it's about let's do some traveling. I have a lot of clients. I just met with a couple that's what they want to do. They want to spend the next several years just traveling the world and seeing, you know, seeing what the world has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And I put that into the plan. You know, I put in $20,000 a year for travel, and they felt that that would be sufficient to meet what they want to accomplish. And that's already budgeted into the plan. And after, you know, 3 to 4 to 5 years, you know, you've been there, done that. You've traveled. You've seen everything you want to see. And it's time to kind of relax and kick back and, you know, stay closer to home. So, you know, it comes in waves. And you know, it's the go-go years are the initial years. And then you have the slow-go years.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, later on, you have the no-go years. So it's all relative, and it's all putting it into the budget and the spending plan properly.
Yeah, and I like that because it's so smart. That way you can see it, and that will give you confidence and in spending to a certain level, but also a warning too. Well, you know, this is getting into the column of we may need to pull in the reins a little bit. That's something Marty will go over with you as it applies to you if you schedule that consultation. 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. Another thing that spending plan can do is to shed light on maybe some things they've heard from people who already have retired that aren't totally accurate. Like, oh yeah, my expenses went way down. What do you tell people when they are under that assumption that they're going to go way down in retirement?
Again, a majority of the clients I meet with, their income is going to be as great, if not greater, in retirement than when they were working. Because Social Security has cost of living escalators. If you have a pension, your pension might have a cost of living escalator. You have to take more and more money out of your 401k and IRA every year when you get to those ages because the government requires it. So your income is actually going up. And I factor inflation into the plan when I put it together, the spending plan, the guaranteed lifetime income plan. I factor inflation into that because I want your income to keep growing as you get older. Things don't get usually cheaper. They get more expensive. And I want to make sure that you're going to be covered for the rest of your life with that income. So I factor for inflation, and it's automatic because, like I said, your 401ks and IRAs, those RMDs, those required minimum distributions, those go up every year. You're required to take more and more. So it's something that is important to make sure that, yes, some of your expenses may go down. You know, your dry cleaning bill and your commuting bill will go down. But if you're going to be traveling and going to see the grandkids, if you have such, you know, there's a lot of other things that you're going to be, you know, you might take up a hobby. So things aren't going to get cheaper necessarily. You know, but it depends on your lifestyle and what you're looking to accomplish while you're in retirement. And that's one of the things we have a talk about is most people, you know, what am I going to do when I retire? Yeah, sleeping in for the first couple of weeks is great. you know, but after that, it gets boring. You got to have a reason to wake up in the morning. And I'll give you a reason to wake up in the morning to make sure that things go smoothly and you enjoy life. That's the whole idea.
That is the whole idea of retirement. What did we work so hard to get to it before, except to enjoy it? And how long will we enjoy it? That's another thing. I mean, nobody wants to think about how long they're going to live, but I'll guarantee you most times I'm thinking at least. I shouldn't say guarantee. I'm thinking most times if you ask someone, they're going to underestimate.
I just got a call from a client's son. My clients are in their 90s. He's 93. She's 91, the wife. And you know, they're still going strong, and they're a young 90s. And I have other clients in their 90s. I have a couple clients in their hundreds. So yeah, we don't know how long we're going to live, and we have to plan for that. And that's why the report I put together, the Guaranteed Lifetime Income Report, is so crucial because it goes to at least age 100. Because I don't know how long you're going to live. You know, hey, as long as you have a good quality of life, I'm all for it. You know, live long and prosper, right?
Right.
But the whole idea is to make sure that you have the sufficient income for all those years. If you do live to be in your 80s, your 90s, or even longer, you have to have the income. We still have to have the money to pay for things. You still have insurances and property taxes and just utility bills and just all the other expenses that we all have. no matter how old you are, you're always going to have those bills. So it's important to make sure that you have that income, and it's crucial to have that plan. If you don't have a plan, folks, and I'm not trying to sound condescending, if you don't have a plan, you need one. Everybody should have a plan in place, and that's what I supply you with. The first thing that I do is provide you with that plan. So yes, underestimating how long you're going to live, that's a risk, and we have to address that risk immediately.
Yeah, and address, you should, in all the components of your retirement. And immediately is not a bad thing to do on that, too. So that's why Marty makes available and opens his schedule to make available a comprehensive review on this show every week. This is covering this and much more. And the great thing is, it's at no cost, no obligation.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm not a fee-based advisor. I'm not going to have you bring your checkbook to pay me. I get paid by the companies I work with. So give me a call. My number is 888-519-9096. You have everything to gain and nothing to lose. And I'll do this at no cost or obligation. I'm not here to twist your arm and make you do anything you might be uncomfortable with. I want to make sure that your retirement is going to be a smooth transition and everything runs smoothly while you're in retirement. So call me now. Again, my number is 888-519-9096. You're going to hear my voice on the recording when you do call. Just leave me a short message, your name and phone number, and after the show's over today, I will be calling you back. My staff prints off a list of everybody who called in, and I will start calling you and setting up a time with my trusty appointment book and see when we can get together. I am a couple weeks out, so don't let that discourage you, though. But I will fit you in. I do have cancellations from time to time because, as we said earlier, life happens. But call me at 888-519-9096.
A comprehensive review covering, as Marty said, that income that you can count on to last you in your life, no matter how long you live. So it doesn't matter then if you underestimate your lifespan and then surprise yourself later in the course of retirement, as I'm sure many do. He'll talk about proactive tax strategies. He'll talk about protective components necessary in your retirement plan. It's a lot to cover. It's all about you. It's a custom approach that Marty takes. And this is offered, this review, where if you like what you hear and this results in a second meeting when you come back in, then Marty has it in writing, a lot of what you discussed, that written report, 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. As Marty says, he's about 2 weeks out. Best thing is to go ahead and call in, get on his schedule. He will call you back when we're off the air today, 888-519-9096. And that's just to pick a good time to get in front of him. Marty, what's up after the break?
Well, you know, after the break, we're going to finish off our list of dangerous financial planning misconceptions and share that key to eliminating the ambiguity from your retirement planning journey right after the break. Stay tuned.
We're back with Financial Safari and Marty Neville, president of Smart Money Solutions. Learn about Marty, learn about the firm, listen to the podcast, and more at SmartMoneySolutionsMN.com, SmartMoneySolutionsMN.com. You know, we're going to stay on the misconceptions many understandably have entering retirement, because, Marty, you do retirement, but then the rest of us do other things. We have our own areas of specialty, so it's certainly no surprise to you, is it, that people enter this with some misconceptions? It's new territory.
Right. You're right. It's all new, and they haven't experienced this before, and it's something that you have to, you know, it's a transition. So you're going from, you know, 100 miles an hour every day going to work and getting up and you know, hitting rush hour and, yeah, you know, boom, boom, boom. And all of a sudden, you know, you don't have to do that anymore. You know, right. you could just lounge and relax and do it at your leisure. So it is a transition, and you have to be prepared for that transition. So yes, it's something that most people have to get used to. It's just like anything else that's new in your life. It's having to get used to it. You know, a very good friend of mine is just about to have a baby, and I saw them over the weekend, and I said to them last weekend, and I said, you know, get used to enjoying your long sleeping days now, because those days are going to end.
Ooh,
and it's
I
the
know
same,
that.
The same thing with retirement. You know, it's a transition. It's a change in your life that you just have to get used to. And it'll happen. You know, it's pretty simple. It'll happen very quickly, actually. And, you know, you'll end up being busier in retirement than you were when you were working.
Absolutely.
So it's amazing. You know, most of my clients, you know, they can't believe that they actually had time for work because they're so busy in retirement. So, yeah, things happen. Things come up. You find projects to do and you travel and you gardening and you volunteer and do other things. So, yeah, you end up being busier in retirement than you were when you were working.
Yeah, and everyone's different too. I mean, you know, from talking to me, but you'll ask me like, "What did you do last weekend?" And I'll go, "Nothing." And what did you do? Well, Marty rattles off a laundry list of all the things that he did. So I know. And first off, I don't think you'll ever retire. But if you did, you'd stay busy. I choose to work in some capacity because I don't think I'd be busy. But that's fine too, isn't it?
I understand. Yeah, I enjoy. I love what I'm doing. So you know, I have no plan to retire, and I have several hobbies that you know about that. Would keep me busy even in my spare time. And, you know, when I do have spare time, I have my hobbies that I enjoy taking, you know, getting involved in. So, yeah, it's something that you have to, you know, plan for. And again, I don't plan on retiring ever. I love what I'm doing. I'm having a great time. I'm making a decent living doing it, why would I not? I just expanded my office. I opened up an office in Houston a couple of years ago, and things are going great in Houston. Things are still going great in Chicago. So I go back and forth. I'm like a ping pong ball, back and forth every couple of weeks. I'm back and forth. So, but everybody's different. Everybody's got different expectations and anticipations, and my job is to address those expectations and those concerns and make them work. That's the idea, is to make it all, take those different puzzle pieces and put them together to look at the big picture. So that's my goal.
And Marty is in the air so much because he meets with you. So yeah, I call him the fly advisor. But Marty calls you back after the show. If you call in to get on his schedule, you meet with Marty, 888-519-9096. 888-519-9096. Oh, we got a couple of more misconceptions here. This one's tied in with kind of with what we were just talking about, and that's how long you will work. I know for some reason 65 is burned in our psyche, maybe because it's the old Social Security age, maybe because it's the current Medicare age, but a lot of people work past that, don't they?
Absolutely. I can't tell you how many people I'm working with currently that, you know, are in their late 60s and some in their early 70s that are still working. They like what they're doing. And they just, you know, they started taking their Social Security at 70. We all have to, you know, we can't defer it anymore after 70. So they're taking their Social Security and they're working, and you know, they're winding down in a lot of cases. So they're getting ready for that transition, and I'm there. I'm helping them prepare for that transition. So you know, I just had a gentleman. He's 69 years old. And his company, actually, he had no intention on retiring, but his company was downsizing a little bit, so he just retired. And you know, we're implementing the plan that we started several years ago, and so the income stream is going to turn on, and he's going to be, you know, live happily ever after because he's going to have that income that he wants and needs in retirement. So everybody's different. Every situation is different, and this was unexpected because he didn't expect to be let go or laid off, but it happened, and he's prepared for it because we started the preparation a few years ago, and so he's all ready to go with his plan. So now it's just a matter of turning on those faucets and having that income where he needs it and wants it.
Yeah, right. And then also factoring in taxes. I think that's another misconception, is where taxes are going to go when you retire.
Well, you know, and I talk to every client about this. You know, you're in a vast majority of the cases, taxes are going to be the biggest problem you're going to have, because all of your income is taxable. Social Security, don't forget, Social Security is taxable, folks. Your RMDs from your retirement accounts, 100% taxable. If you have a pension is usually 97% taxable. Rental income is taxable. Interest and dividend income is taxable. So all of your income is taxable. And it's not like you have a paycheck where they're taking taxes out for you. You have to be, you're responsible for making sure those taxes are taken out. And that's my job, is to make sure that those taxes are taken out, because nobody wants that big surprise at the end of the year. I want to make sure that you don't have that big surprise at the end of the year. Taxes are something that have to be factored into the equation, because they're not going away. Just because you retire doesn't mean that your income is non-taxable. It's all taxable, and it's got to be. And that's one of the reasons I do a lot of my clients' taxes. I own a tax company, and I do income taxes for a lot of my clients, simply because it gives me an opportunity to monitor their tax situation. If they have a spike in their taxes, I can look at their tax return real quick and figure it out almost immediately. And I did have a couple situations where the clients owed more than they anticipated. And I looked at their tax return after we prepared it, and I said, oh, there's the reason. You had, a substantial dividend income this year that you didn't have the previous years. And guess what? It shot you up where you owed a little bit more. So it helps me monitor your tax situation by me doing your taxes. I'm not in the tax business.
No, you don't do that.
I'm not here to, to open, and I'm not open to the public, and I don't do it for everybody. I just do it for clients. So, keep that in mind. If you're a client and you want me to do your taxes, I'll be happy to do them for you.
And you do it for some clients, not all, but it's a great companion.
Right. It's because I do your estate plan. I'll do your living trust. I do your taxes. I do your financial plan. So it's just kind of, you have one person to deal with instead of a CPA over here and a lawyer over there and a financial guy over there. I'm all three. So I can help you with all three issues, putting your estate plan in place, making sure your living trust is compliant and up to date, making sure your taxes are as low as possible. And making sure your income is high enough to meet all of your wants and needs.
And in that initial consultation, Marty can show you how he can work with you in this capacity. 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. We've got about a minute left. Just a question for you, Marty. We've covered misconceptions of how much you'll spend, how long you'll live in retirement, when you'll retire, where taxes will go in retirement. Which of these do you hear the most?
I hear taxes. Taxes. People are, worried about how much they're going to owe in taxes. And that's a valid concern, obviously, because, again, all your income in retirement is taxable, especially if, those lucky few that have a pension. That's taxable. So you got to have taxes. You can have taxes taken out of your Social Security, folks. You may or may not realize it, but you can contact the Social Security Administration, and they will take a percentage out of your Social Security benefit and forward it to the IRS for taxes. So you can take taxes out of that. You should definitely, when I set up the plan with your IRAs and 401ks, before you receive nickel number one, I'm taking those taxes out to make sure that we cover that so you don't have that big surprise at the end of the year, whether or not I'm doing your taxes. Nobody wants that surprise. So we take taxes out. If you have, interest and dividend income, in some cases you can have taxes withheld, but sometimes it's a little more difficult. It depends how much interest you're receiving and how much in dividends you're receiving. That's one of the reasons I do taxes, because I can advise, which direction, how to do it, what to do, and make sure that, we keep that under control.
Well, come see what it looks like for you and all the components of retirement planning. It doesn't cost you anything. It's no obligation to go forward with Marty. It's some of your time, but seems to me time well spent to come in and talk about your retirement. Marty makes it available on this show every week, and it's limited based on his schedule, but it's a great opportunity at no cost, no obligation. We'll open the phones to make it available once again.
Absolutely. So for the next 10 listeners who call in at 888-519-9096, just leave me a short message. You'll hear my voice on the recording. Just leave me a message. And after the show's over today, once I get off the air, my staff prints a list, and then I start calling people to set up times to get together and put together a plan that's custom tailored just for you. So call me now. Again, my number, 888-519-9096. You can put it in your phone and call me and leave me a message, and we'll set up a time that's convenient for both of us at one of my local offices. And even if we can't get together personally, we could set up a time to talk on the phone initially, if we have that initial consultation on the phone, if that works too. So, but call me. I can't do a thing until you call. 888-519-9096.
Building in that income infrastructure, looking at how that can be done, maximizing Social Security, another income stream, and also proactive tax strategies, protective components, and more discussed in this. One more time, 888-519-9096. What are we into next, Marty?
Well, the little things. The little things can bite you harder. The little things make the biggest difference sometimes, and that old adage holds true to your finances as well. We've got a few simple steps that you can take to save more now so you can enjoy the retirement you've always wanted. Remember what I always say, the more money you have in retirement, the happier you'll be. Right after the break.
Back with Financial Safari, Marty Neville. His firm is Smart Money Solutions. And as he said earlier, offices in Chicago, the original, and also in Houston, which keeps Marty in the air a lot because it's Marty you deal with when you call in for that comprehensive review. We're going to get into something a little different here now. We're going to talk about the little things, how they can make a big difference. A lot of people who come to Marty, they have saved all their lives, and maybe they come in the financial red zone. And as Marty says on this show a lot, and he just did a moment ago, the more money you have, the happier you'll be, and the more that Marty will have to work with to build in that income infrastructure and more in your retirement. So we're just going to run through some little things that you could do, consider, to put you in an even stronger position. So, all right, let's start with this. You're still working. You're in the financial red zone. They call you up and say, Marty, I got a raise. What should I do with it?
Make the check payable to Marty. No, I'm just kidding.
Right.
Or is it Dave these days?
Well, or both. Yeah.
No. Either put it in your 401k if you're already not maxed out. Or put it somewhere, save it. You know, you've been living without it. If you get that raise, you know, do something wise with it. Don't go out and buy that that airplane or that yacht that you've been eyeing for all these years. You know, make sure that you tuck it away into your retirement account or just a savings account. You know, I mean, just because you may max out your 401k contributions doesn't mean that you could stop saving. You should always save more, especially if you get a raise. If you get a bonus, take that bonus and park it somewhere and forget about it. Because, again, the more money you have in retirement, the happier you're going to be. And that old adage holds true because, again, you're going to need it. You know, again, we don't know how long we're going to live. And more people are living. We're taking better care of ourselves. We're exercising. I exercise a lot. To stay in shape, and it's important to do that and you know, be healthy. So we're going to live longer, and you got to have that money and that income year after year after year. And that's where the report comes in again, because it's a long-term report. It goes to at least age 100. But yes, if you get a raise or a bonus, you know, be wise, be smart with it. You know, it depends how old you are and how close you are, but either way, I would recommend either putting it into your 401k if you haven't maxed out, or taking it and just putting it into, you know, just a savings account, a brokerage account, something that just put it away and forget about it.
Right. Still, of course, you want to live, you're going to have a life in retirement, but there's some things, and I can tell you what, guilty is charged on this one. I really need to do a better job looking at everything that I pay for every month and finding out what am I using out of this? Because, I mean, that helps.
Yeah.
You're not using it, but still paying for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I recently moved, and I had a membership at a gym that, you know, it was $45 a month, and I wasn't using it because I didn't live near that facility anymore. So I finally got around to canceling that, that membership. And I also, at the same time, I'm not around a lot. I'm not at home a lot, so I don't watch a lot of TV. But I got rid of that. I got rid of my cable TV package. I only have the internet and Wi-Fi, so I don't. I didn't need it. So I'm saving like $80 a month.
Wow, yeah.
On my cable.
Hey, that adds up.
You know, yeah. Think about it. $80 a month. You know, that's almost $1,000 a year, mm-hmm. in unnecessary expense. And you know, so the same thing goes for if you have these unnecessary expenses, these different things that you you know are paying for. You know, magazine. You know, subscriptions and different things that you've over the years have applied for, and you're paying, you know, $30-$40 a month, or even $50 a year. It's still $50 more that could be in your pocket. Mm-hmm. And make sure you know, evaluate these different expenses that you have, so you can cut some of those. Like I just did. You know, I got rid of those expenses that I'm not using them. Why should I be paying for them?
Right.
If I don't watch TV, why should I be paying for this big time cable package?
Well, I mean, what you save on that, if you put it into something and then apply the magic of compounding to it, enjoy that. I mean, because it doesn't take a whole lot more to make a big difference. It could just be 1% more that you save.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So if you could save an additional 1% or 2%, and that's what, you know, when I talk to people, that's what I say. You know, okay, well, you know, you're contributing 6% to your 401k, and they give a 6% match. Okay, increase it to 7% or 8%. Especially, you know, if you're older, getting closer to retirement, your kids are grown and gone. My kids are grown and gone, so I'm contributing as much as I possibly can to my 401k. I'm contributing as much as I possibly can and adding more to my savings. Because, you know, I don't have those college expenses or insurance bills that I would be paying for my kids. You know, they're all on their own. So it's all about me now. If you make $50,000 a year and you want to add another, that's $42 a month. Think about that. It's only $42 a month that you could add to your savings.
Yeah.
You know, who can't afford $42 a month? You know, so it's really important to save as much as possible for your future.
Yeah, a lot of people, when they come to Marty, I think wisely, early in the financial red zone, 5 to 10 years away from retirement, these are great tips because they're already looking at their retirement, talking to someone about it, but then still working and still can make a difference before they retire. 888-519-9096. So how do these apply to you? That's where Marty can get more specific if you get in front of him. With a comprehensive review, 888-519-9096. And if you do, you might be surprised at fees that you're paying and could maybe not pay that you weren't even aware that you were paying. I mean, that probably comes up a lot with you, Marty.
Absolutely. I have people that say, oh, they're not charging me anything. It's, you know, I've never seen a fee deducted from any of my statements. And that's because it's incorporated into the statement, so it's you don't even know it's there. They're not doing this for free, folks. And, you know, if you're paying 1.5%, and I've seen 2.25% that they're charging in fees in some of these accounts, you know, think about that. In 10 years, if you're paying 2% in 10 years, that's 20% that's come off the top of your account that you've paid in fees.
Wow.
And so that
drives it home.
Yeah, right, that adds up. You know, even at 1%, that's 10% a year. In 10 years, that's 10% that you're paying in fees. So you really got to be careful. You know, and that's, you know, a 1% fee is reasonable. But if you're any more than 1%, you know, it's time to look elsewhere, in my opinion, because that'll eat away at your retirement savings. Like, you know, you know, most 401ks, because they're with so many people that are contributing and involved in the 401k plans, the fees are very minimal. But you also have to do your homework and make sure you're in the funds that have the lowest fees. So you can look at the various funds that are offered from your 401k and make sure that the fees that they're charging are the least expensive for the various funds that they're offering. So it's really important to, you know, do your due diligence. This is your money, folks. And it's your money that they're taking away from you in unnecessary fees that you don't have to necessarily pay.
Do you have some people who, and you know, whatever strategies are best for them, but maybe saving outside of the 401k, but not contribute, and their company offers a match and they're not contributing up to that? I mean, that's a no-brainer. You got to at least do that, right?
Right. Yeah. If your company has a 5% match, if you contribute 5% or 6% for 6%, you have to do it. I mean, it's just, you're giving away free money. The match is over and above what you're contributing. So if you're maxing out, let's say, and there's a 6% match, the 6% is over and above.
You could go over in that case.
Over the $30,500. So the match is not part of your contribution. So if your company offers a match, you've got to, no doubt about it, you've got to put in at least what they offer as a match, because they won't give you a match if you're not contributing in most cases. Right. So if they offer 5% and you have to contribute 5%,
I am.
You got to do it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's so crucial to get that free money. I love free money. I love my clients to get free money. And you've definitely got to do that. So it's really crucial that you contribute as much as you possibly can afford to contribute to your own future. And let's face it, folks, it's all about you. It's your future, not anybody else's. So this is all about you now.
Yeah, and we've only got a minute here, but this is not free money, but it's found money. If you get a tax refund, that's another thing you can put to good use.
Absolutely. A tax refund, you know, you can save that money, put that money on the side, forget about it. You know, if you get, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 as a refund for, let's say, put that money on the side and forget about it. You know, you don't need it. Yeah, it's great to get that refund. You know, the same thing with an inheritance or a bonus or some, you know, if you win the lottery. Mm-hmm. You know, I have, two clients who won the lottery and we, I structured a plan for them based on those lottery winnings to make sure that was going to last them for the rest of their lives and then some, because it goes to your kids too if you have kids.
Right.
So there's lots of ways to structure it, but yes, a tax refund is something you definitely you don't want to blow it. You don't want to spend it. Some people think, well, I got this extra money, I'm going to go have a party this weekend. Don't do it, folks.
No.
Do the smart things. Save it and forget about it.
Absolutely. Well, look, the smart things, I mean, Marty's firm is Smart Money Solutions. He'll talk to you about what could be some good smart strategies for you in a comprehensive review that you can claim for yourself right now if you call in. And it's at no cost, no obligation.
Never is. I don't charge a fee. The only time I charge a fee, I'll take that back. The only time I charge a fee is if you need a living trust. There is a fee that, because there's an attorney involved and he charges. So there I would be asking you to write a check. And if I did your income tax, I do charge a nominal fee to cover the cost of my staff. So, those are the only two times. But to do the financial plans and implement the financial plans, I get paid by the companies I work with. So call me now. My number is 888-519-9096. You call that number, you'll hear me on the recording. When you do call, just leave me a short message, and we're going to go off the air quite soon. So call me now, and everybody that calls in, I will be calling you back after the show and setting up a time to get together to put together these custom tailored guaranteed lifetime income plans just for you. So call me now at 888-519-9096.
And it's the strategies that Marty feels would be in your best interest. That's what he's talking about. And, of course, he's going to suggest smart strategies for you in your retirement that can lead to that retirement plan. If you go forward with Marty, both of you roll up your sleeves, get to work on those strategies and all those components best for you. 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096, no cost, no obligation. And we are nearing the end of the show, a fast-moving show as always, but one more thing to do. Marty, what is it?
After the break, we're going to answer as many listener questions as possible. So right after the break, stay tuned.
With Marty Neville of Smart Money Solutions. What's Q&A? Well, you know what Q&A is, and in this case, it's Marty answering and addressing the concerns of listeners. How would you get your concern into Marty? Well, let me tell you, the best way is to get in front of Marty at no cost, no obligation, and talk about it more specifically in a comprehensive review. But we really appreciate people who do get questions in for the show. It's like hearing the question on the show. It's wonderful. A lot of times it results in Marty saying, hey, it'd be best if you'd come in so we can dig a little deeper. But we, if you want to get a question to Marty for the show, all we ask, just go to smartmoneysolutionsmn.com. smartmoneysolutionsmn for MartyNeville.com. It's another way to schedule with Marty, too. Let's start with Matthew. Can I take out my principal if needed from my Roth 401k since it's after-tax dollars?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Because it's the principal, right? It's the gains yes, you have to yes, wait for, right?
Right. If it's within that initial 5-year waiting period and you want to take a withdrawal from your 401k, your Roth 401k, I should say, yes, you can take the principal, the contributions out, but you cannot take the gains out. So the gains have to stay in there. But you can, you know, you have to talk to your company and your HR and see if they'll do it as a loan or how you can structure it to repay it later. But yes, the answer to the question is yes, you can take the contributions that you've made to your Roth 401k out either within that 5-year period or even after that 5-year period. But you
do they still need to be over 59 and a half, though? I mean, is that, I know it's Roth.
That's why I would say talk to your HR, because if you're going to do it, if you're before 59 and a half.
Oh, you said, okay.
There could be a penalty. So that's why you might want to structure it, if your company allows it, as a loan rather than a distribution. So yes, but the answer to the question is yes, you can take the contributions out, just the contributions, not the gains, especially if it's within that 5-year period.
Yeah, that has come up a lot, and I understand that too, confusion over that 5-year waiting period, but that's on the gains on Roth.
Right. Yeah, I would definitely suggest not doing it. You know, find other sources if you have an emergency need of some kind.
Let it cook right in there.
But yeah, let that, you know, retirement money be, leave it alone. And, you know, find other sources to borrow from family, friends, you know, anybody. But, you know, I usually, you know, would frown on anybody trying to take a distribution, you know, or even borrow money from their retirement account, because
you always preach having an emergency fund.
Right. Having an emergency fund is better, you know. Build up that emergency fund. Again, that's a good place for a raise or a bonus, a promotion, additional money, an inheritance you can even use as an emergency fund. So, but 401ks, even a Roth, yes. The answer to the question is yes. You can take the contributions out, but leave the gains alone, especially within that 5-year period.
You know, a real quick story, reason number 1 million to have an emergency fund. Couple in North Carolina, their 2 or 3-year-old daughter complained of monsters in her closet. And they were like, oh, that's cute. Here, let's give her a little spray water bottle and say, this is a monster eliminator. But the girl kept complaining about a monster in the closet. Well, it turns out it kind of was one. It was 20,000 bees.
Ooh.
And all the honey and everything, the damage they did to wiring, it ended up costing them $20,000, and it wasn't covered.
Yeah.
So that would be a case where someone's just scraping and scratching trying to find 20,000.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's like getting a squirrel in your attic or something.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
Good luck with that. Or raccoons. So,
right. Well, she was right. She had monsters in her closet.
Yeah.
Although honeybees are great, I mean, we need them in our environment. Sean is next. My advisor with a well-known company has my retirement portfolio in 20 or more funds, 30% in ETFs, 4 cash funds. It's very confusing. They claim to be a fiduciary. The money's safe, but returns given this year, 4.9%, have not been good enough, in my opinion. I'm 65. My spouse is 64. Is my portfolio spread across too many funds given my age?
Yes, absolutely. You're at the point, it sounds like you're getting ready to retire. You're close to retirement, 65 and 64 respectively. Plus, you know, think about the fees you're being charged. You know, so add that to that mix. But yes, that's something that you should definitely consider moving and putting into something that's safe, because there's no guarantees. You're in ETFs, you're in, you know, various funds, and there's no guarantees on any of it. So if the market has a correction, I mean, another correction, and
you know,
let's face it.
How safe is it, really?
It isn't safe. You know, I mean, there, you know, people think, oh, I'm in, you know, unless you're in cash, which if you're in cash, you should be, you know, in a good high yield CD. But if, so if you're in cash, but, you know, because, you know, the money markets that some of these brokerage are, accounts are offering, you know, pay 3 or 4%, which isn't too bad. But you could get a higher yield at a bank with a CD. But, you know, yes, you know, Sean, I think my opinion is at your age to have all your money in various funds and ETFs, that's you know, not prudent in my opinion, because, again, we're in a very contentious election season. There's a lot of volatility. Look what's happening. Look at all the unrest we're seeing all over the world. You know, since this president took office, you know, the previous president, there wasn't one war that entire time he was in office. And here we are, this new president takes office and there's wars everywhere and there's unrest and volatility everywhere. So, again, keeping politics out of it, even though politics have a lot to do with it, you know, you're going to see a lot more volatility in the coming months. Because of what's
politics
happening.
Politics create uncertainty,
right,
in the markets.
Exactly. There's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of volatility. And we see it every day in the stock market. So, you know, I'm of the ilk that you should be more on the side of safety, because you're going to be retiring relatively soon. And you want to protect that money. That's money you've worked hard to save. You've sacrificed. You've, you know, put it away. And you don't want to put it at risk. You want to make sure it's going to be there for you for the rest of your life. So, Sean, it's a good time to give me a call, and let's have a get together, and I'll put together a couple plans for you, and we'll make sure that life is smooth and you don't have to worry about, you know, because you even said it yourself. It's very confusing. Mm-hmm. And you know, you're confused, you know, and it's your money. So you shouldn't be confused.
No.
You should know exactly what's going on. And if he's got you in a bunch of funds and you don't understand them, it's time to take, you know, to take a breather and do something that's beneficial for you, and that's going to be more in line with your future and your retirement.
And Sean, you're the perfect example of what I was rambling about at the beginning of the segment and trying to say, that in many ways it just pays to come in, and if it's a no cost, no obligation, let Marty dig a little deeper. And you certainly are a great example of that. So here you go, 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. Here's Billy. I've heard a lot of success stories online from people who use bonds, annuities, but crypto seems to have made the biggest splash. So I wanted to ask, which of the three options would result in my paying the least in taxes?
Annuities, absolutely, because it's deferred. And you only pay tax on money that you take as a distribution, whether it's retirement money or whether it's after tax dollars. Especially after tax dollars, if you have a savings account and you have CDs at the bank, and you know you're going to get a 1099. Yeah, you might be getting 4 or 5% on your CDs at the bank, but you're going to get a 1099 at the end of the year, and that 4 or 5% is going to end up being 2.5 to 3%.
Yeah.
After you pay tax on all the interest that you earn with an annuity, it grows and is tax deferred. So you don't pay any income tax until you take a distribution. So if you don't need that money for years, you don't pay any income tax. You don't get a 1099 every year on the gains that you have. Mm-hmm. It stays within the account and it's tax deferred. You only pay tax on a distribution. Same thing with retirement money. I have a lot of clients that have their IRAs in an annuity, and they only pay tax on whatever they take as a distribution. And we take the taxes out at the time of distribution. So this way, again, like we said earlier in the show, nobody wants that big surprise at the end of the year.
No.
And the same thing, you know, when you start taking those distributions from your IRAs, you're not going to, you know, you're going to want to have taxes taken out of that. But yes, as far as the least amount of taxes you could pay would be with annuities.
Nobody wants those tax surprises at the end of the year. You are correct there, sir.
Yeah, and be careful with crypto. I mean, I have a lot of clients that it might not be the worst thing in the world to take just a little bit of money and put it into some crypto, because there's a million, you know, companies that offer crypto. You really have to do your homework. You really have to do your due diligence and understand what you're getting into. You know, there's, you know, yeah, there, everybody knows Bitcoin. You know, Bitcoin was the first one, and was the big one. It made the biggest splash.
I know of it. I don't understand it, though.
Yeah. No, it's you know, you really have to understand what you're getting involved in. And again, it contains risk. So I wouldn't invest a lot of money. But if you want to, you know, dip your toe in the water to see how it feels, you know, by all means, you know, put a little bit of money in there and see how it does and how it performs. But again, it all contains risk. There's no guarantees there. With an annuity, it's all guaranteed. Everything is guaranteed. Your growth is guaranteed. Your principal is guaranteed. Your gains are guaranteed. So everything is guaranteed. And that's why I use those in retirement for retirement planning, because you can count on it. You can count on your money always being there. You're only going to pay tax on what you take out, and it's going to be there. And if you die, it goes to your beneficiaries. It doesn't, you know, the company doesn't keep your money. That's another misconception with annuities, is people think, right, oh, I die, the company keeps my money. It doesn't happen like that. It goes to your whatever beneficiaries, whether it's your spouse or your kids or whoever you designate as a beneficiary.
Well, it's all about you too. And Marty is about helping to bring about peace of mind as you enter retirement. What's it look like for you? One more opportunity this week to claim your comprehensive review at no cost, no obligation.
Absolutely. So, yeah, for the last 10 listeners who call in at 888-519-9096, you call that number, you'll hear my friendly voice on the recording. Just leave me a short message, your name and phone number, and I will call you back at the end of the show, which is in about 3 minutes. So I will, my staff is already starting to print off a list of who called in, and then should they hand me the list, and I start calling you and setting up a time at one of my local offices to put these plans together for you and make sure you have a smooth transition into retirement and make sure everything is guaranteed, insured, protected. Your estate plan, your tax plan, and your financial plan is all everything that you need to work on. So that's what I do. 888-519-9096 is my number. And everybody I meet with gets a copy of my book, Retirement Smart America.
One more time so you don't miss it and you get the chance to call in and get on Marty's calendar, 888-519-9096. That's 888-519-9096. And we will see you next week on Financial Safari. Take care. Have a great week.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.